So we have a lot to do with these dapim, and I thought we would do a couple things. So first of all, maybe say a few more words about the psulim of shechita that we talked about yesterday briefly, just to give a little bit more of the context of ikur, which is machlokas, and as we alluded to, but maybe to discuss it a little bit more and get a little bit more perspective on it. I didn't put this on the list, I apologize, although I told one or two people directly that this Tosfos Kulhu, which maybe we'll just talk about a little bit, is important context for understanding Ikur. So again, it's on the list, so I guess Ikur Shachachti, but we'll try to just discuss that for a few minutes. And then we get to, as you saw from the Makoros, you guys finished the whole Makoros, or how far did you get? Okay, so basically we have to get into issues of Chazaka. It's just fascinating stuff on our horizon here. So just to give us a little bit of a sense of what we have coming up. So we have issues of Chazaka, and that will get us into Rov. And in between, we have issues of Chamir Sakanta Meisura, which we'd like to talk about also, some important concepts. So all of this is on our immediate horizon. So on our daf already, we get into, on our amud already, we get to a number of the topics of Chazaka, which the Makoros were relevant to. So probably the most effective way we can do this is try to lay out some of the points of Chazaka that emerge from this amud, which touch upon broader issues of how we relate to the concept of Chazaka. And after we've familiarized ourselves with some of the issues, we'll come back and discuss them in a little bit more detail. So this is going to be, today is going to be really getting ourselves familiar with a lot of what the potential issues would be, getting our feet wet a little bit with this topic, and then we'll have more to say about it. But just to first to go back to Ikur for a second. So as I mentioned, there is a machlokas as to what Ikur is. And there's also a machlokas as to the impact of Ikur, which itself is interesting. And this Tosfos really brings you into all of it. This is a important Tosfos. Tosfos Kulhu. So Tosfos first quotes Rashi. Peyush Bekudras, Ikur, the Tanan, Shachar Es HaVeshet, Ufasak es hagargeres. So, sounds like what it means is that one of the simanim, the veshet, that got shechted okay, but you punctured the gargeres. So Tosfos asks about that, if that's what ikur is. It says, Tema, de ein ze shayach lehilcha shchita. What's that got to do with shchita? Does that pasul mipnei shelo shchata? It's not a detail of shchita, you didn't shecht at all, you didn't get to that simon, you have to shecht both simanim. And that's not considered a shechita. Not just, I think, in the sense we were saying yesterday, as far as getting specific about the definition of shechita, but it just actually wasn't shechted. V'yesh lomar, the Irish shoshache pesakim pegumo b'magal. So this the other perspective, that maybe what we're talking about is you use the knife on the simon, but the knife was pagum, or it was a scythe, wrong shape. V'zad nikra pasuk es hagargeres, and that's what we mean when we say that you puncture the gargeres. It's because of how you were doing the shlita. Upsula havi mishum de ein shochtin elo chonkin. So that's possible because even though it looks like you're trying to shacht it, but the maisa that's considered to be strangling it. Kitznan bepirkan, as the Gemara will say later on in our parak, chutz min amagla megir v'chulei. However, neither of those views are what we saw as brought lahalacha in terms of what ikur is. And so what do we see brought lahalacha? It's really the view according to the Bahag. So halachas gedolus pirish ikur shenasa hasimin, I'm sorry, shenekar hasimin, v'nishkat chutz m'komo. So the simin was uprooted from its place and it was shechted outside of its place. So that, as Tosfos Tema, d'ma inyin zeh l'hilcha shechita. So why should that be a hilcha shechita issue? V'halole also klum, you didn't do anything. Ela shashim shasimin nishmat me'elav, that the simin was removed on its own. So again, let's not call that a shechita issue. Let's call that some other kind of issue. V'afilu shachto b'sakin, and even if at that point you shechted it with a knife, tepuk le mitam hagrama. Right, so let's call that hagrama. We saw that hagrama, how do we define that yesterday? Shechting it in the wrong place. Right, so if the siman moves somewhere else and you shecht it there, so then isn't that hagrama? So maybe the ayri kishen nishmar hasiman v'acharkach shechted, that the siman moved and after that you shechted the siman. The kulu taninu de kamar, the hainu meditan parakisay hadam, as we learned in the later, much later masechta, hadocher, bahama'aker, if you shecht in a way that's ineffective, you basically kill it. So, patim lichsos, you're a pater to kisay hadam. Vim tamer pshita lo mahanya beshchita. So, shouldn't you say it's obvious that shchita is not going to do any good? Because shekfar nitrof, because now it's already become treif. So, if that's what's happening, if the siman is falling out on its own, and then you're shechting it, so then it's a treifa. Which, I think maybe somebody raised that issue yesterday. Maybe Levi maybe raised that issue yesterday. You see, Shlomar ledivrei halachas gedolos. So what we could say, to go with the opinion of the Bahag, is that shmuta lav treifahu, that this kind of falling away of the siman is not a treifa. Ela shekein halach lamoishu misinai, de'ein shchita me'eles b'shimin shamut, hanishmat chutz l'makom chiburo, that shchita does not work in a siman that has fallen away outside of its place of connection, bein b'veshet bein b'kana, in either one of the simanim, v'afilu of shehechsheru b'siman echad, and even regarding a bird, which only needs one of the simanim to be shechted in order to be kosher, im nishma ta'echad, if one of those simanim fell away, ein shchita me'elos b'sheni, then shchita is not going to work on the other one. V'yem taimar, and it happens to be the question of how ikur applies to an oaf is a machlokis in the Gemara, later on in Daf Chaf. There, the Gemara talks about whether shchita l'of is min haTorah or not, and in that context, also machlokes whether ikur applies to of, which has these different rules. So here, Tosfos asserts that even when it comes to an of, if one of the simanim is pulled out of place, then it's the same idea that shchita is not going to work for it. V'yim tomar v'lama mona v'lama eino mona b'halcha shchita pasuk ha'gegeres b'saket paguma k'mor shemesh perish ha'kuntres. So the Rashi's point about puncturing the gargaris, why is that not included in halcha shchita? V'yish lomar d'hasim ein kan shchita she'eino elachone, because that's not shchita at all. Perish ha'kuntres neima she'eino mona shmuta d'halachos gedolos, and according to Rashi, that he's not counting this case that the Bahag describes as ikur. To have you treifa sheshachta, the ain't tzarich lazkiro, because maybe he sees it as a treifa, and the treifa. Why do I need to mention that if you shachta treifa, that that's psul for shchita? Umiyu lo have you hashed ikur the perish halachas gedolos me ain't shahel cheshchita. In any event, this ikur, according to the Bahag, is still not like all the other halachas shchita shehem begufa shchita, because they are about the shchita itself. The ikur eino begufa shchita ela sheshochet siman shenekar, and ikur is not about how you shecht; it's about the fact that the shchita is on a siman that was already altered. V'gam ksas kashid loshen docher ma'aker. So when the Gemara in Kisei Adam puts ma'aker together with nocher with nechira, right? Remember, nechir is to kill the animal without shchita, but probably through stabbing it, maybe in the makom ha'shchita. Mashmash ainu ela ma'aker ha'simin. It sounds like all you're doing is uprooting the simin. Ve'ainu osa shchita acheres, and it sounds like there is no other shchita involved. Rak she misaso bi'ikur kamo b'nechira. It sounds like if we lump it together with nechira, it sounds like that's how the animal died, with this ikur. Ve'ainu came, and it's not the case. Shebekach lo havimeis. Without it, wouldn't die. O'mashahik shem lekaman. The parish has that, okay, then he says the questions that come up later will be discussed later. But okay, so what emerges from this Tosfos is a couple of things. Right? That so three opinions as to what ikur actually is. Is ikur puncturing the windpipe, or is it shechting with a knife that is problematic and is therefore essentially going to kill the animal in a way that's fundamentally not shchita? Mm. Or is it about what's going on inside the animal that the siman has moved and you are shechting it there, which is what is essentially quoted in Shulchan Aruch? So So then Tosfos brought up the question, so then why don't we just call this a treifa, if that's what we're talking about? So Tosfos says, essentially, it's not a treifa. It's not going to necessarily die from that. But it's a chiddush haTorah that shechita has to be in the siman in its place. It's not in the siman in its place. So therefore, you can't have shechita on this. But it's not a treifa. So therefore, other halachos, as we saw yesterday, such as the kashrus of the milk of the animal or the eggs of the animal, are not going to be affected. It's not treated like a treifa, but it is still unshechtable. It's still not going to work through shechita. Hi.
And how do we see that as being different from hagrama?
So, because why?
That's third point.
Yeah, presumably because you are shechting the siman. It's just the siman moved. And also, the difference between that and hagrama is that hagrama is you made the mistake. Here, it's not that you made the mistake. There's nothing you can do about it. It's fundamentally in a non-shechtable form. So there was a machlokus about this, just to be aware. I mean, we already saw a machlokus about what's going on, but a number of other Rishonim find this concept of not shechtable, but not a treifa either, as strange and a unacceptable concept. And the Ra'ah, and the Berak Abayis, and the Ramban, they ask, how could it be that you're going to say, what kind of animal is this, literally, that it's not a treifa, but shechita doesn't work? And they're more inclined to think that, according to this definition, it would be a treifa issue. So what seems to be at stake here, no pun intended, is the question of, so much you can do with, is the question of what is the nature of the issue of ikur, right? So is it an issue in the shechita, which here Tosfos alludes to a number of times? Is it a problem of how you are shechting? In which case, maybe that's what allows for his chiluk, because once you accept the idea that you're simply held back from being able to shecht it, so then why shouldn't you say that you can have an animal that's not a treifa, but it's also not shechtable? That essentially the nature of the action makes it impossible to shecht. So according to the Rishonim who object to this distinction, so presumably they see it as a problem in the animal. And if it's a problem in the animal, so then really, it's a little bit out of place here, because really what's listed here should have been presumably issues in the shechita. And it means that this listing is not really precise as far as saying that these are shechita issues, and that some of them are shechita issues and some of them are animal issues. And if it's an animal issue, it doesn't really fit in 100%, but then you don't have to come on to this distinction between saying it's not a treifa, but it's still not shechtable. So, in any event, there's more to say about this, but just wanted to call your attention. But probably before we leave this topic, it's kedai just to fill that in from the inside. Okay, so let's talk about